With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of The Hort Report. Grafting is the act of combining plant parts from two different individuals so that they form a new individual plant. Grafting can happen with woody plants or herbaceous plants, and the techniques will differ depending on which you want to try. Herbaceous plant grafting takes a lot more work and has a greater chance of failure, but the potential rewards are high if you can pull it off, especially if grafting tomatoes. You will want to graft herbaceous plants for one reason: combining characteristics from two different varieties. Any graft is made up of rootstock and scion. The rootstock will typically have the qualitative characteristics such as disease and insect resistance, while the scion will be responsible for any production characteristics, mostly yield. Grafting requires connecting two pieces of tissue and giving them the best environment to fuse. The two things you want to look for in a good fusion are the same size of stems and cutting the stems at the same angle. Herbaceous grafts are typically held together by a silicone clip. After clipping, the grafted plants need to be put in a 90% plus humidity, room temperature healing chamber for a week in order for the graft to take. The plant should not be exposed to sunlight while healing so that it undergoes minimal photosynthesis. This way, the plant can focus all of its energy on healing the graft. Once the graft has fused, you can then plant the tomatoes as you would normal transplants. Grafting woody plants has several benefits that grafting herbaceous plants does not, and is typically more successful thanks to less stringent healing requirements. Woody plants are grafted for a number of reasons. Plants that need to be clonally propagated to preserve desirable characteristics are often grafted, as are plants that do not grow true to type from seed, or that take a long time, or are often unsuccessful at rooting. Some plants will take unnatural forms when grafted. A good example of these are the tree rose and tree peony, both standard forms of traditional multi-stem shrubs. Lastly, grafting is often used in fruit trees to put multiple varieties on a single trunk or to provide a pollinator branch for those varieties that cannot self-pollinate. The whip and tongue graft is the most common technique used in woody plant grafting. This involves cutting the cambium at an angle in the same way you would for herbaceous plants. However, you add an extra slice to the tissue to create a little tab of wood on both the rootstock and the scion. These tabs will slide together, which allows for greater tissue contact and makes the graft more likely to succeed. The cut is then surrounded by wet peat moss and covered with a plastic wrap until the tissue has had time to heal. You can often see the results of grafts at the base of any fruit tree that you have bought from a nursery or garden center. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.